And welcome back. We are talking with Colonel Charles McGee of the Tuskegee Airmen. And we had just kind of gone through the World War II career, and you were talking about the desegregation of the Air Force and all the armed forces following the war. And you remained in service, correct?
I did.
Pull your mic down there. There you go.
Yes, I did stay in the service. I was enjoying flying, and I also have to say that when I was kind of maybe interested in getting out of military service and still flying, the airlines weren't interested in me. But I couldn't have written a script for better opportunities that I had through my Air Force career.
And you were in Korea as well. You flew combat missions there.
Yes. Got over to the Philippines, and lo and behold, a month or so after arriving, the Korean... The Korean War broke out, and they grabbed P-51 pilots wherever you were, because we didn't have our jets in place at the time. So two squadrons from the Philippines that had been in P-51s went up to Japan, 12th and 67th squadrons, and I was the maintenance officer for the 67th. We flew missions out of Japan while they built the first strip inside the Pusan perimeter.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had you logged 100 missions in Korea.
Yes, and also got promoted to major.
Very good. And those were all those missions in the Mustang?
All in the Mustang, and all interdiction and ground support. Never saw a MiG, because I just say they weren't down in the trees where we were.
Right.
It took the jets coming over to fight the air battle there. We did it interdiction and ground support.
Okay. And remaining in the service, so now you end up in the Vietnam conflict.
Yes. I went back to the Philippines, enjoyed and got in my first jet experience, because the 44th Squadron that stayed in the Philippines had given up the 51 and was flying the F-80, and that was wonderful flying. But you're right, following that, had a little stint in the F-89, but then they started two new reconnaissance squadrons, and I ended up in that school and took the 16th Squadron to Tansanute, where we did the tactical reconnaissance.
So you were flying the F-4?
RF-4. Yes, RF-4 first, but then I went to Europe. I was air liaison for Eastern 7th Army for a year, but got promoted again and got promoted out of the job, way of putting it, but ended up in the 50th Attack Fighter Wing, and they were flying F-4s, Cs, Ds, and Es.
What was the difference between flying something like a P-80 or 89 and something like the F-4?
Well, when you can punch buttons and the afterburners kick in, it gives you a little different feeling and gets you in the air a little bit quicker, but certainly keeps you on your toes to do the job right.
I've talked to a number of pilots who have flown the F-4, and they enjoyed the experience. Are you part of that club as well?
Oh, yes, but still ask old fighter pilot what's your favorite, you end up going back to the P-51. but we come to that stage, you can't compare. Technology is taking us into a new frame, and that's what I try to let young people know. If we didn't have computers, we wouldn't be flying some of the things that are commercially or militarily in the air, but it's a different phase, so comparisons aren't good all the time.
Right. You mentioned young people, and that's been a focus of yours for quite a number of years, since the late 1990s, with your involvement with the Commemorative Air Force and the Red Tail Squadron.
Absolutely. What we've found, the value lessons that sustained us through the times and helped bring about the change in attitudes in many cases, those value lessons are still good for our young people and today for America's future. And so we like to pass that on. And certainly the interest in aviation and aerospace is important for our country, and we help to motivate young people in that direction.
Tell us a little bit about the Red Tail trailer and the airplane that travel around the country, both to schools and to air shows like Oshkosh.
You know, that was a marvelous step of the Red Tail Squadron to get the educational trailer. So besides the opportunity for youngsters to see the airplane, which they can go, you know, kick the tires and look at, but to go into that trailer and get a little story of the war experience and what it means to be in the air is it's just wonderful, and it touches thousands of students, and it's just a thrill to be able to talk to them, and after they've seen the movie, to answer their questions and keep them motivated and give them a dog tag with some good things on it, you know, Rise Above.
That's right. And that the mission, the Rise Above mission that the Red Tail Squadron has, really resonates with a lot of people. The core values: aim high, believe in yourself, use your brain, be ready to go, never quit, and most importantly, expect to win. Those are life lessons from the Tuskegee Airmen that can now be passed on to new generations.
Passed on, and just as good for their future and what that means for the future of the country. Most important, and it's connected with aviation. Can't
That's right.
beat it.
That's right. You've been with, as I said, since the late 1990s, so you've seen the restoration of the airplane and seen it flying on the gentleman who first restored the airplane.
Don Hines. Became a friend, and his focus to pass on the value lessons to young people is just something that we're glad to help carry on. And sorry we lost him in his effort to keep that message alive. Still, his memory and what that means is what's being carried on now, and that's why I'm glad to have been and still a part of the Red Tail activity.
How many different events do you attend each year?
Well, I quit counting, and Seth slowed down some. I said, don't ask me to jump or run, but I'll try to be present again for the opportunity to answer the questions and help motivate folks on what it means. We don't need to repeat a lot of our history, but we certainly need to understand it and prevent some things from going on into the future.
Exactly. We just have the P-51 here at Oshkosh this year, not the trailer, but you will be at Warbirds in Review, I believe, tomorrow?
Yes, or with Connie Bowen, and chance to talk to people again and talk about the experience and what it means to keep that perpetuated.
All right. I've seen a number of pictures of you with crowds of youngsters who've gone through the experience. It must be especially satisfying to be able to share your story and more the larger story of the Tuskegee Airmen with them and see the smiles on their faces.
It is so satisfying and very much occasionally to have a youngster come and say, you know, when I was 12 or so on, I heard, you know, the chance to talk and chat and say what it's meant in their life, that just keeps you going. That gives you another boost to don't stop what you're doing, keep it up. And that's so meaningful because our youngsters need that with the focus of so many things today.
Right. And you've received a number of decorations for your service,
yes.
World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And you're also part of the National Aviation Hall of Fame in Dayton, Ohio.
Yes.
And you were also a consultant for the George Lucas film Red Tails that came out in 2012.
Yes. A number of years back, George got the idea to do a movie, and he turned down scripts because they weren't quite what his focus and what he desired. So he went back to his Star Wars sequels, and then the now film out Red Tails was a second effort. And as war movies go, good job. Still not a documentary, so they take a little license.
Right. For those of us who knew the story, a few licenses, but it's an opportunity to get the Tuskegee Airmen story, the Red Tail story, out to a larger audience and hopefully inspire them to learn more, dig into the history of the organization.
Very, very much so. But Lucas also did a film, Double Victory, which is a documentary, and if you can find that, put the two together, and then you get the real experience, if you will.
Excellent. It has been a pleasure to have you with us this morning. Colonel Charles McGee, the Tuskegee Airman, he's also participating with the CAF Red Tail Squadron. He's here on the grounds. He's been making lots of appearances. You'll see him. He's got his Tuskegee Airman hat on and his red shirt. You will be in Warbirds in Review tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. I'll wait for the trimotor to pass so everybody hears it. Tomorrow, Warbirds in Review, 1 o'clock, and you'll be talking about the P-51C Mustang and what it was like to fly that.
Well, thank you, and we wish everybody to have a great time here. And Air Venture.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today. This is From the Stand on EIA Radio.